WNRN's podcasts are powered by SeavillePodcast.com. Learn more and become a member at WNRN.org. Find videos from this interview at youtube.com/WNRN radio.
Bob Schneider, thanks so much for being here at WNRN.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime. Now, I did want to ask you, when I think of Texas, I think of kind of almost a different country from the rest of the United States.
It is a different country, actually. The rest of the country has not recognized our secession that happened years ago, but we in Texas firmly believe in it.
That's pretty great. Well, how did you originally get to Texas? Was it because you were going to the University of Texas?
I was actually at UT El Paso, and how I ended up there is kind of a long story, but while I was there, I was going to art school, and I started playing in some bands there, and then heard about Austin and the music scene, and then ended up kind of dropping out of college and moving to Austin to play music.
Okay, because you were like, that place is weird, and I need to keep Austin weird.
I did read some articles in Spin magazine about Austin. One was about the Butthole Surfers. And they were like smoking pot in a van behind a 7-Eleven, and this cop checked them out because they looked suspicious. And then when he found out they were just smoking pot, he was just like, okay, well, they're just smoking pot. And I was like, oh, that sounds like a cool place to live where the cops are cool.
Oh, man. And you've kind of stayed there ever since, right?
I've been there over 20 years now.
Yeah, and it almost sounds like over 20 bands later, because you just keep on having one band after another.
Yeah, like girlfriends. You think after two or three, I'd be like, the monastic lifestyle is where I want to be. But no, I like playing music.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I've been... I actually stopped forming bands and just did the solo thing because I couldn't break up with myself. But I have broken up with myself. It's hard to do.
Yeah, because then you have to put all the pieces back together. And that can be hard to watch.
Yeah. The reconciliation's good.
Yeah, there you go. I've seen that you have a mandatory show. I guess I shouldn't say mandatory, but a show that you do basically every Monday night when you're in Austin.
Right.
Has it always been kind of the idea for you, even when you were a young musician starting out in Austin, that you wanted to make sure that you can continue to do gigs so that you could play there? Or was it ever, did you ever have the idea that you wanted to make it big and then go to, like, you know, the major capitals like Austin or LA or New York City?
I think my career plan was to make it big and die young. But then I ended up getting older and not making it big. And then I was like not big enough to die at the appropriate dying age for rock dudes. So at that point I was like, well, I guess I'll just take care of myself. And I started doing a weekly gig at this place called the Saxon Pub in Austin. And that was like 10 years ago.
Wow.
And I never really thought I'd be doing a weekly gig somewhere for 10 years, but it's really my favorite place to play. It's kind of like a rehearsal and a chance to play new songs that I just wrote that week, mm-hmm. and revisit like old songs that we don't play very often. Because I've written about anywhere between like 1,500 and 2,000 songs now. So, there's just a lot of material to kind of choose from. And, mm-hmm. and those Monday nights, I'll give it to the band during the week, and then I get to hear it kind of for the first time on Monday myself. So it's almost like I'm in the audience on stage. Wow. It's pretty fun.
That sounds like a great place to be. Yeah. Speaking of the nearly 2,000 songs that you've written, you've put together some really lovely ones on the brand new album, Lovely Creatures. And I was hoping we could start off with a track from that new album.
Sure.
Great.
Well, if I yell it out, if I spell it out, we're human. When I tell you about what I have to say, if it gets too late, not easy as I said it be, but there's something right about you and me, something right about you and me.
You're the color of a bird brook. You're the color of a sideways look from an undercover cop in a comic book. Color of a storm June. You're the color of the moon. You're the color of the night. That's right. The color of a fight you move, man. Color of the color part of the Wizard of Oz movie. We're like Romeo and Juliet. We're like 40 dogs. Cigarettes were like good times that haven't happened yet. And I can tell you where we're gonna be when the whole world falls into the sea. We'll be living ever after happily. And other boys taking you for granted, they take what they want with their eyes all slanted. I don't like the way they look at you. I don't love the way they talk to you. I don't like the way they talk to you. I wouldn't let them talk to you like that. Put them up high and reach for the ceiling. Tumble down a walk, damn it, I'm reeling. Ain't no crime, it's just dreams we're stealing. Anything getting more this feeling. You take the high and I'll take the low. We'll get there before you know it. Ain't got much time to waste, we got too much life to taste. We're like Romeo and Juliet. We're like 40 dogs. Cigarettes were like good times that haven't happened yet. I can tell you where we're gonna be when the whole world falls into the sea. We'll be living ever after happily. And sometimes you remind me of a moonbeam, with the ghost of a moonbeam out on the beach down by the coast, slipping through the net like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. So come out tonight, come out with me, baby. Throw the careful into the craze. Turn a sky black into a sky blue. Turn a close shave into a hoo-hoo. What I say is true, yeah. Make a fire, gotta burn for you. Make a fire, gotta burn for you. We can do what we wanna do, cause we're like Romeo and Juliet. We're like 40 dogs. And cigarettes were like good times that haven't happened yet. I can tell you where we're gonna be when the whole world falls into the sea. We'll be living ever after happily.
Live music on WNRN from Bob Schneider. That is 40 Dogs, like Romeo and Juliet. And when you hear a song like that, it's kind of like every time you kind of get not only into the lyrics a little bit deeper, but you also kind of get into like your sense of humor as well. It's like, yeah, when I think of Romeo and Juliet, I think of a happy ending, that's for sure.
there's more than one definition of happy ending, I guess.
True. I'll go along with that. I was looking over at bobschneidermusic.com, and I was telling you how much I enjoyed your site. One thing that I really liked in there is that when you click on each of your albums that you have in there, you have like stories.
Right. Yeah. It's just me kind of talking about the songs and just being a little ridiculous, probably.
Yeah. You know, slightly, but also like this is the PG version of Bob Schneider right now on the radio. Like, you can get the full force, I think, of your personality by checking out what you talk about these albums. But another thing that I noticed was that you seem to have a really keen eye for detail. Like, there were things that you remembered about, you know, shows that you had gone and played songs at that I don't think most people would remember those details. Have you ever, like, gotten yourself in trouble either, like, with a friend, girlfriend, because you wrote a song about them and you picked up details that they never even knew you knew about them?
Actually, I think it's the reverse of that, because I don't really write a lot of stuff that's autobiographical. I mean, I'll use little bits and pieces of stuff that happens or that I've heard about happening or I've seen happen. But most of the time I just kind of clump it all together. It's like a big collage. Most of it's made up. Just to kind of be more compelling, or, you know, either sadder or funnier or whatever. But what ends up happening is whoever I'm dating or whatever, they just assume that the song is about them. and or it's about me, or it is autobiographical, and then they like read a bunch of stuff into it, and I'm like, come on, it's just a song.
And then you're like, you don't really know me.
Except for that one part that you're really mad about. That part is true. That part, that actually, that is the one part of the song that's absolutely true. But of course, I don't say that. I'm like, yeah, it's all made up. Lay off me.
That's perfect.
I gotta go on tour. I gotta get out of here.
But then I have to be back on Monday night for this gig that I do. It's mandatory.
It's not mandatory, but I'm gonna start calling it mandatory Mondays.
I like it. Do I get any kickback for that?
I'm gonna start calling a lot of things mandatory Monday that have nothing to do with that gig.
Fantastic. Bob Schneider live on WNRN with us this afternoon, and we have stripped you down. I mean that we only have you and a guitar right here. I really didn't mean it to come out like that. It is public radio. But we've taken you down to your bare essentials at this point.
Exactly.
And tonight you're going to have the full band with you, right?
I'll have the full Monty.
Fantastic.
Tonight.
Now, is the group that you have out on tour with you the group that you play with as the Scabs, or are the rest of them in Austin?
No, the Scabs is a completely different band. Okay. The band that I have on the road with me is like my normal, regular band. The Scabs is a band I started, wow, like 15 years ago. They're all old dudes. And most of them are drug addicts, and I couldn't take them on the road with me because I'd have problems with the police. But these guys that I travel with are the most talented musicians I've ever worked with, and the band is by far the best band I've ever had the joy to play with. So we're having a lot of fun right now.
Nice. Well, I noticed when I was looking around that a few of the tracks that you have on the new album, Lovely Creatures, are tracks that you have played for a long time with the Scabs live. Was there like kind of a conscious idea that you wanted to have those songs in an album so that you could bring them out when you were touring nationally, internationally, what have you?
Well, what happens when I go in to make a record is I just basically pick whatever my favorite songs are. So like with this last record, I ended up maybe picking 50 songs and then going into pre-production and then whittling that down to about 25, mm-hmm. and then recording 25 and then figuring out which of those 25 will make the best album, you know, if you put them together, so that it's different and enjoyable and there's not too much of the same sort of, you know, style through, you know, in the record, and make sure it's got a nice mix of different musical styles and stuff. So some of these songs have been, you know, around for two of them, Bombononza and Tarantula, have been around for 10 years. I tried to put them on the last record, but they just didn't quite fit. We didn't get a good recording of them. So there are songs like that that, like, you think, oh, these songs are definitely going to go on the next record, and then you go in there to record them, and they just don't fit on the record, and then they get bumped again to the next record.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a crazy rarities collection at some point with all the things that you've kind of whittled away out of some of those albums.
Yeah, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of songs that have been recorded that have never been released. So eventually, I guess I'll put them all out.
Yeah, you could put them out one at a time on iTunes and make a dollar at a time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm going to do that now. I need some money.
I'm so glad I could enlighten you on that one.
I'm sure Joel's really happy about that. He's from the record company. He's like, don't do that, man. We need to sell some more of these Lovely Creatures records.
Well, it is a gorgeous album, and I really, really want to hear this song, Tarantula, because I know that it's huge on the album, and I'd love to see how you're going to strip it down for us.
Okay.
All right. Live music from Bob Schneider on WNRN.
I probably need a pick. Is there one in that? We're going to look in here and see if I can find a pick. And usually I don't have one, and I have to carry one in my pocket.
Yeah.
I had one.
The background sound of that, though, really, really does get across the idea that someone was actually opening a guitar case.
Here we go. I got it.
Yeah, you're live.
Met a woman in Mexico. She was a sweet sugar with a heart made of stone. Drank tequila by the light of the moon. I didn't realize she would be my ruin. Said she knew about the voodoo ways. She could make me love her till the end of the day. Bit of candle turned around, and when she did, my feet never touched the ground. touch a sister was the last of her kind. Started to genuinely lost my mind. Realized she'd put a spell on me. Smelled the room, smelled like a honeybee. Looked around and my eyes grew wider than. Realized it's inside a spider den. I tried to run and never had a chance. She did a tarantula dance. Says it's fantastic, cannot be true. But I swear it can happen. It can happen to you. Want me to do me thinking everything's fine. Next thing you know, when you're there with your arm on the line. There she go, there in the moonlight, under the star, tarantula. There she go, there in the moonlight, under the star, tarantula. Throughout the night I would call my name, me like a moth, drawn to the flame like a spell in a magic ways. In a minute stretch into days, when the fiddle lives close to mine. Where the bodies and our souls entwined. Try to run but I never had a chance. You did a tarantula dance. Oh, you said it's fantastic, cannot be true. But I swear it can happen. It can happen to you. Well, many could be thinking that everything's fine. And the next thing you know, when you're there with your heart on the line. There she goes, there in the moonlight, under the stars, tarantula. There she goes, there in the moonlight, under the stars, tarantula. When I woke, she had slipped away, and I haven't seen her since that day. Now I search everywhere I go for that sweet young girl from Mexico. I go down to town, stone to tell about a girl breaking hearts and the magic spell. Use a pose and the magic chance, but I know it's just a tarantula day. Oh, you say it's fantastic, and it cannot be true. But I swear it can happen, it can happen to you. Well, what made you be thinking everything's fine? But the next thing you know, when you're there with your heart on the line. There she go, there in the moonlight, under the stars, tarantula. There she go, there in the moonlight, under the stars.
Woo! That was great.
Thanks.
Sorry, I'm the woohoo girl for you. I'm sure there'll be plenty out there tonight. That was live music from Bob Schneider here on WNRN. It's on the new album, Lovely Creatures, called Tarantula. Thank you so much for being here with us this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.